This is Ethically Speaking with Dean Ritz and Denny Elliott.
Did you hear about the bank robber who was turned in by his own sons?
Yes, I did. One of them is a police officer, and police have a special duty to uphold the law and report crimes.
Are you saying he had a special duty to turn in his father? Shouldn't all of us be obligated to do the same thing, even if we're not officers of the law?
I think it depends on the crime. There used to be an anti-drug program for school children, urging them to turn in adults who use drugs, including their parents. That seems too extreme.
I agree that schools should not encourage children to report on their parents' activities, except in situations of abuse. But adults shouldn't use illegal drugs in front of children. In fact, no one should participate in illegal activities with the knowledge of innocent bystanders.
Just because the act is illegal?
Well, more. When people break the law in front of innocent others, they commit two ethical violations. First, breaking the law is usually unethical. Second, making someone else party to the crime creates a dilemma for the uninvolved person. Upholding the law versus being loyal to family or friend is not a fair dilemma to foist on another without that person's consent.
So you're saying that loyalty has its limits. What about laws permitting a spouse to remain silent rather than potentially incriminate their partner?
These laws imply that married couples act as one and you have rights against self-incrimination. But one may waive that right, assert their ethical independence, and claim that loyalty stops where ethical principles begin.
What's the limit of your loyalty? Faithfully tell us at ethicallyspeaking.org.
Ethically Speaking is produced by the Department of Journalism at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and the Center for Ethics at the University of Montana, with support from the Montana Committee for the Humanities and the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. Music by Eric Hutchins.